Good morning and welcome to St Andrew's and All Saints Traditional Service online. The Lord be with you and also with you. It's great to be back together again, and a particular warm welcome to anybody joining us for the first time or who wouldn't normally be with us. Any of you beyond the bounds of Malvern, it's great to have you and thank you for joining us. Well, this morning we're going to be thinking about fear and faith, and Reverend Paul Hunt is going to be teaching later in the service and speaking out of when Jesus and the disciples were in the boat crossing the sea, and Jesus, there was a great storm and Jesus calmed the storm. So hence our boat here as a visible reflection on that. As normal, we're going to have communion. If you would like to get some bread or some grape juice and wine to share as a symbol of our sharing communion together, then you might like to get that. Also, if you don't have a service sheet or booklet, then you can find all the words on the website, which you can print off and join in with us. So let me pray as we begin, and then we'll sing our first hymn. Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you that we can gather together today. And though we're not physically together, we are united in our faith that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus died for us on the cross, and that he rose again back to life and now sits at the right hand of God, that he is with us and we with each other in the heavenly realms. So Lord, we pray that you be amongst our worship. May we encounter your reality for ourselves this morning, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing our first hymn now, which is God is Our Strength and Refuge. And I just want to encourage you, last week I found myself using my body, physically responding in worship to the words of the hymns. It can often be a bit odd to sing on our own, but at home we can listen to the words and the beautiful music. But you might also like to use your hands and your bodies in worship, even to these traditional hymns. It's a great way of worshipping. So let us sing. God is our strength and refuge.
God is our strength and refuge, our
So we continue our service on page 21. Let us say together the prayer of preparation. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord our God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbour as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law of the prophets." Amen. Lord, have mercy. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. So let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with one another. And before we say the confession, let's have a moment of quiet, knowing that we've all fallen short, and we know the ups and downs of this last week. Let's bring all those to the Lord. And so let us say paragraph 5. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour, in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. And because of what Jesus did on the cross, we are truly forgiven. We can let the past go and we can look ahead. And so I would encourage you in this moment just to receive that forgiveness in your heart. You might want to say, "Thank you, Lord," out loud. You may just want to hold out your hand and receive the gift of his forgiveness. And as you do that, let me pray absolution. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. So let me pray the collect for today. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, have overcome death and opened to us the gates of everlasting life, grant that is by your grace going before us, you put into our minds good desires, so by your continual help, you may bring them to good effect through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. And now we have a special guest who's going to read to us from Mark.
That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down. It was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obeyed him."
That story that we've heard from St. Mark chapter 4 just a few minutes ago jogged my own memory as I was reading it again, and it may be it jogs your memory. When were you in a boat of some kind and felt fearful and anxious? Maybe it was, I'm thinking of my own life, in a dinghy with brothers and sisters pushing each other in, and sometimes quite dangerous. I think of a canoe, which I'm sure some of you would have rowed in, and again, some experience you've had when you've been perhaps turned upside down or been in some very dangerous water, or a sailing boat or rowing boat or a ferry across the channel, or a liner. I remember going round the Bay of Biscay of West Africa, 5 days of terrible sickness which you never forget. Whatever experience we might have had, this is a much bigger one that was being faced by the followers of Jesus in this storm. It was night, and it was a great gale, St. Mark tells us. Not just a gale of wind, it was a great gale. Waves were breaking in, and they were being swamped by them, and they were terrified. They were shouting out. Now, these are experienced men in boats and fishermen, and they'd never had a night like this. Luke says they were in great danger. You read a psalm, it's Psalm 107, in verse 25. It talks about people from the same kind of culture as these followers of Jesus. And it says, "They went to the sea, and the tempest came up, and the waves went up to heaven and down to the earth. Their courage melted away. They reeled, and they staggered, and were at their wit's end." It's amazing. And it was one of these experiences they must have had on the sea, or even probably on the sea, and just a enormous sense of being out of control and of fear and huge anxiety. And it's not unlike, is it, humanity at present? I've brought this globe with me here, which you can see, and it represents really all of humanity, and all of humanity at this time is going through a sense of lostness. Where are we? What's happening to us? Even where is God? I think there can be a sense too that, someone said to me the other day, a sense of lostness. Many of us have never experienced, or most of us have never experienced anything like this quite before. Lostness, what about my health? Huge anxiety. What about my work? What about getting back to school, facing all those exams, and I'm not ready for it? What about the finances and perhaps some money that most of us will have lost something? And then we're aware of loss in relationships, loss not least in death of someone who's gone to be with God and is no longer with us. There's a poem which was written by W.B. Yeats, an Irish poet, back in the 1920s, coming out of the First World War, but the shadow of the Second World War just beginning to approach. And these are words that he used. Things fall apart, the centre cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the earth. The blood-dim tide is loosed, and everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned. Yeats somehow sees the world in a boat and being drowned, just like this. And everything is somehow being loosed, which is to do with anarchy, which is to do with the centre not holding. The wonderful thing in this poem is that it ends up by leading us to Bethlehem. It's called The Second Coming. In the end, it leads to Bethlehem. But we'll come to that again in a few minutes. But there is such darkness, and over the globe, the world, I'm just putting this black sheet because it's something that everybody is having to face. A global pandemic is the word that's used, isn't it? Such darkness, as Yeats says, the falling apart, the centre falling apart, mere anarchy, the blood-dim tide is loose, the drowning of innocence. And for us, I think it can be a kind of being caught in between. The old certainties go, the supports we've had, the comfort zone. We have left behind the tried and the true. We're not in control. I'm a great lover of cricket, and you'll know this phrase from Jeff Boycott, famous Yorkshire cricketer and commentator. And when a bowler's bowling fast, and he bowls just outside your off stump, and he says, that was in the corridor of uncertainty, and the batsman didn't know, do you play it or do you not? And you're caught in between. And when you do play it, you're caught in the slips. If you don't play it, your off stump's gone. The corridor of uncertainty. I think that's a wonderful description of life, actually, of life at present. We just are in between. And you don't know where you are, you're betwixt and between. Israel had this in the desert, didn't they? 40 years in that desert, betwixt and between. Jonah in the belly of a whale, betwixt and between. The three Marys at the tomb of Jesus, betwixt and between. I had, and my family, an experience when we were part of a big experiencing a revolution in the Middle East, and at a time of feeling betwixt and between, and the support's gone and so much else, someone wrote and said, it's like putting your foot down in a mist. You put your foot down in a mist, where is it going to be? But then she added, and finding it a rock. I've never forgotten that. We put our feet down in a mist and we find it a rock. And this is what those followers of Jesus found in that boat. They found a rock to hold them. In fact, it says in Psalm 107, that same psalm that I mentioned, they cried to the Lord, listen to this, he stilled the storm. The sea was hushed, and there was a great calm. And here he gets up, rebukes the wind, says to the waves, be still. And it was completely calm. And then he turns to his disciples and says, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? Where's your faith? Why are you afraid?" And you see, our Lord is taking two very important words. There's the word of fear. Why are you afraid? And the opposite of fear, I don't know quite what it is, but it's not necessarily courage, but the opposite of fear is faith. And the opposite of faith is not doubt, because every faith, if it's real, has doubt in it. But the opposite of faith is fear. And I think what Jesus is saying to them is this: yes, fear is natural, but why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? Fear and faith. And it's at this stage I put on the globe and over the darkness of the world, I put this beautiful piece of cloth. It's red because it's the colour, actually, of the blood of Christ. And it represents the cross. God so loved the world, the dark world, the insecure world, the world betwixt and between, the world of uncertainty. He so loved it that he gave his only beloved Son. He came in his own beloved Son to bring us out of fear and into faith. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Word, if I could put it like this, in our boat. The cross, the Word, in the boat of our lives, among us. Or in other words that Jesus himself used, "This bread is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world." I want us to spend a few moments just in quietness before we move on with this service. And I want to use some words from Isaiah 43, which some of you will know. "And see this boat as your life." This is your life. This is my life. My life is a boat on a very stormy sea. But in the heart of the boat is Jesus, asleep, not so much because he was exhausted, but he had a trust in his Abba Father. And as he gets up and says, "Be still and be calm. Why are you fearful? Where's your faith?" He's saying, have the faith in Abba Father. Have trust in him. And this is the scripture. It's Isaiah 43. "Do not fear. I have redeemed you. I called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you." Our boat passes through the waters. Jesus says, "I've redeemed you. My blood has been shed for you. I've given my life for you, for this world." Put your trust in me. Or in those wonderful words he said in St. John, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also, trust also in me. I'm with you in your boat. You're not alone." And Jesus says to each of us, "Be not afraid. I've redeemed you, called you by name, and you are mine." And just in a moment of quiet, I want us to rest with Christ in your boat. He's there. He's with you. He's the one who rises up and says, where is your faith? Do not fear. I have redeemed you. I call you by name. And as you pass through whatever waters each of us is going through at the moment, Lord, you're there with me, with us. And I can trust you. Amen. We'll just have a few moments of quiet.
Lord, we come before you now to offer our prayers, choosing to trust in you at this challenging time. As the disciples learnt in the boat on the Sea of Galilee, we choose faith in your mighty power, not fear of the storms of coronavirus and growing social and economic problems in our world today. We pray for people we know who have the virus or who are recovering, for total healing of their bodies without lasting damage. We pause for a few moments to remember those known to us. We lift to you members of our congregation who are living in isolation. May you be their comfort, and may others be sensitive to their needs and keep in regular contact with them. We thank you for the provision of the wonderful spring weather to help lift our spirits during this time of lockdown. We ask you to guide and strengthen parents who are trying to juggle the needs of their employment and homeschooling their children. We pray for all healthcare and other frontline workers, for protection from the virus, and for mental, physical, and emotional strength as they carry out this challenging work. We particularly remember those from the congregations of St Andrew's and All Saints and their families, praying that they will have opportunities to minister your grace and love to patients and colleagues as they work. We bring to you our country and particularly those in leadership. We pray for wisdom for those making decisions about reducing restrictions on both economic and social activity. We ask that you will guide them to balance the needs of the economy, the needs of the vulnerable in our society, and the mental health of the general population. We pray for wisdom for head teachers and others involved in the debate over the date for schools to return, and particularly lift to you Sue and Neil and others working at the bridge as they plan for the students there. We remember other countries of the world, particularly for those who lack the medical and economic infrastructure to cope with the pandemic. We pray for your mercy on those countries, that you will guide their governments as they seek to keep the number of cases low, and for your protection for their people. We pray for a resolution for the problem of inflated food prices in many of these countries. And we lift to you our mission partners, Ben and Katie, and their three children, living in rural Tanzania, as the number of cases in the country is rising sharply. We pray for the victims of the terrorist attack on a maternity unit in Afghanistan. Comfort the bereaved who lost their wives in the attack, and for those babies who survived the attack but face their whole lives without their mothers. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Amen.
So thank you for your prayers. So now we're going to say the peace before we then share the communion together. So we are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be with you and also with you. So we're going to continue with the Eucharistic prayer on page 27 of the service booklets. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. It is indeed right. It is our duty and our joy at all times and all places to give you thanks and praise, Holy Father, Heavenly King, Almighty and Eternal God, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. For he is your living Word. Through him you have created all things from the beginning and formed us in your image. Through him you have freed us from the slavery of sin, giving him to be born of a woman and to die upon the cross. You raised him from the dead and exalted him to your right hand on high. Through him you have sent upon us through your holy and life-giving Spirit and made us a people of your own possession. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Accept our praises, Heavenly Father, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And as we follow his example and obey his command, grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us his body and blood, who, in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Therefore, Heavenly Father, we remember his offering of himself, made once for all upon the cross. We proclaim his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. We look for the coming of your kingdom, and with this bread and this wine, we make the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Lord. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. So accept through him our great high priest this our sacrifice and thanks and praise. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts in the presence of your divine majesty, renew us by your Spirit, inspire us with your love, and unite us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, With all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing and honour and glory and power be yours for ever and ever. Amen. And so, as our Saviour taught us, let us pray on page 34, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. So every time we break this bread, every time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. And so, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. And so now, as we take the bread and the wine, perhaps you have a symbol of the bread and the wine at home. I'm going to take that. But wherever you are at this moment, why don't we bring our fears to the Lord? Bring areas of our life where we want to see our faith grow in the storms of life. And we are united in the heavenly realms as we share in the bread and the wine. And we are together as one. But let's come together before the Lord at his table in the Spirit. Lord, we thank you that as we unite in the Spirit, sharing bread and wine wherever we are, we remember that you died for us, and we feed on you in our hearts by faith and with thanksgiving. Amen. And as we do, Lord, we offer you our fears, our hopes, and our needs to you. Even in the storms of life, we know that you are there and that you can calm those storms. Amen. Let me pray the post-communion prayer. Eternal God, whose Son Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, grant us to walk in his way, to rejoice in his truth, and to share his risen life, who is alive and reigns now and forever. Amen. So let us say together paragraph 20 on page 36. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies for a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Amen. We're now going to sing our second and final hymn, number 582 in the books, if you have those, but otherwise the words will be on the screen. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. So let's sing this. And then after this hymn, there is a very special guest appearance and message, particularly for those of the All Saints community. And so enjoy that after the hymn.
Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the flood from thy rib inside which flow be a sin the double cure. Save me from zeal, no rest I know. Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. Thou art saved and thou alone. Nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress. Helpless look to thee for grace. Fly to the fountain, fly. Wash me, Savior, or I die.
Greetings from Megan, 104 years old, to my brothers and sisters at All Saints and St. Andrew's Church. I miss not seeing you on Sundays. At the moment, I'm suffering from the effects of a mini stroke and am not able to walk on my own, so have now got a carer, Vanessa, who shares my faith and is a great blessing to me. I am making good progress, but patience is needed. Last Sunday, I watched our two services online and was delighted to hear one of my favorite hymns, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. It reminded me of the 92 years that he has been my Saviour and my Lord. What a wonderful friend he has been and still is. I am sure that many of you will agree with me. Vanessa and I send our love and pray that God will bless all that our churches are doing during this difficult time.
So wasn't that wonderful to hear from Megan? Megan, we send all our love. You're an extraordinary woman and an amazing woman of faith. And so thank you for sending us that message. It was lovely to hear from you. So our service is drawing to a close. It's been great to be with you this morning. Let me finish with the blessing as we go into a new week. And may I pray that we go into this new week setting our fears aside, or in those fears knowing the calming peace of Jesus. Jesus, who is walking with us in the storms and also in the calm. He is with us. So the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit be with you and amongst you this week and always. And so I pray that in this coming week we may go out and be a bright light in the world to our communities as we best we can in these circumstances in terms of being out in the community. So speak soon and take care and have a great week. Bye bye.